Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Oswald. And his story begins now. A saint is never consciously a saint. A saint is consciously dependent on God. Dear Saint Oswald, your zeal for reform reminds us that we must work and pray hard to reach God. Amen. We must be dedicated, that's for sure. The saint is hilarious when he is crushed with difficulties because the thing is so ludicrous, impossible to anyone but God. With God, all things are possible. And so we put our and place our trust in God. And Saint Oswald, that was his life. St. Oswald is the patron saint of soldiers. He always took a cross into battle with him and prayed at the foot of the cross to ask God to protect him and his soldiers. St. Oswald was born in 604, and he died in 642. He was an Anglo-Saxon king. He introduced Celtic Christian missionaries into his kingdom and gained ascendancy over most of England. And Oswald himself said that he had a vision of Saint Columba the night before a battle, in which he was told by the saint, "Be strong and act manfully. Behold, I will be with you." And this coming night and that coming night, go out from your camp into battle. For the Lord has granted me that at this time your foes shall be put to flight, and your enemy shall be delivered into your hands, and you shall return victorious after battle and reign happily. Wow. And so St. Oswald, he described his vision to his council and his leaders, and they all agreed that they would be baptized and accept Christianity after the battle, in the battle that followed. The Britons and the Welsh were routed despite their superior numbers. So St. Oswald was born into a military family in 10th century England. And Oswald was a nephew of the Archbishop of Canterbury, who raised him and played a crucial role in his early education. And Oswald continued his studies abroad in France, where he became a Benedictine monk And following the appointment as a Bishop of Worcester and later as Archbishop of York, Oswald founded monasteries and introduced many reforms. He supported and improved scholarship at the abbeys he established, inviting leading thinkers in such fields as mathematics and astronomy to share their learning. Oswald was widely known for his sanctity, especially his love for the poor. And his life was spent at the Cathedral of Worcester that he so loved. At the start of Lent, he resumed his usual practice of washing the feet of 12 poor men each day. On leap year day, February 29th, he died after kissing the feet of the 12th man and giving a blessing. And the news of Oswald's death brought an outpouring of grief throughout the city. And so, St. Oswald, he enjoyed favors as a result of his uncle, the Archbishop of Canterbury, but he followed his own humble path and gained sanctity serving the poor. So, St. Oswald, he gives an example how you can have high office and serve our Lord. Something that should be modeled by our leaders today. Those who want to lead, to lead by example, and to hold fast to the freedom of religion, to spread the Catholic faith and justice. So that's what, so St. Oswald, we thank you for your love for the Lord and his church and for your dedication to supporting and helping the poor and taking care of those less fortunate and defending freedom. And St. Oswald and all the host of heaven today is calling for us to pray for our priests today. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today, that they would hold fast to the deposit of faith that was given to the church for the salvation of souls, to hold fast to that apostolic tradition and witness given to us for our good. So we pray for our priests today. We pray for peace in the world today. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. Mary, mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you, and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves in their ministry. and make their hearts like yours, Lord, so they may love your people. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Lord, give our seminarians strength and courage and wisdom. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for those, Lord, who serves in the choir, Lord. Lord, watch over each member of our choirs and help us to never forget that you are the center of our lives with the many temptations at our disposal. It is easy to stray off center, tolerant when choir makes mistakes and are made. Grant that we who praise you, Lord, may be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love that with one mouth and one heart, we might praise Jesus and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of our souls. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our altar servers. We pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Pray for all children, Lord. Pray for all of our children, Lord, because so much is going against them today. Our politics, our higher education, pray for our families, Lord. We pray for godly families.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. And we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph, terror of demons, patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, we may offer our thanksgiving along with St. Oswald, St. Nicholas and St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, and St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, excuse me, and St. Michael the Archangel, and St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Monica, St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin us souls. Amen. And we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together, again, in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And Lord, I lift up to you the prodigals, and thank you for loving them more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, and we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces and give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they experience your support, your compassionate healing, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our hospital doctors and nurses and those who care for the sick. And we pray for those who are there, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Lord, I believe. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. And I believe.
I believe there's an arrest. God is good. I believe it's Adam and Eve in a tree in a garden in a stick in a tree.
He made me believe.
in St. Oswald today, he's reminding us that we need to pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm. We pray for those who are held back because of addictions, who need deliverance from those addictions. And we pray for those who are suicidal, Lord. We offer prayer for those who feel that there's no other way out. And we pray that they will reach out to you, Lord, that your love for them is there for them. And so we pray for those, Lord, who are also who's contemplating abortion, Lord. We pray for the life of that child. We pray for the end of abortion. We pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm.
Plenty of time.
And the sign is at every Mass. When you go into Mass and receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, Jesus is truly present, body, blood, and soul, and divinity. Receive the Eucharist in the state of grace and go to confession. Go to confession. Receive his mercy through the confessional. Receive our Lord and hold strong. Heaven, the host of heaven, St. Oswald, and the host of heaven is counting. on us, counting on you.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with their heart, that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design. We are grateful to the risen Lord for the others who've gone.
Amen. And I will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for late taking telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1014.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know. I'm
Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And tomorrow we'll have St. David of Wales. He will be coming into the gap tomorrow, as we will come back in tomorrow on Deeper Truth to stand in the gap with St. David of Wales tomorrow. And today, we've had Saint Oswald. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Saint Oswald would take the cross with him into every battle that he was involved in. And he placed you, Lord. He submitted to you, Lord, his life, in protecting his nation and protecting his people. And we pray for our country. We pray for peace in the world today. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church and the sacraments, Lord. We thank you for loving us. My God, I believe, I adore, hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And we will close today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord's blessing be upon you today. His grace. Amen. Good day.